And then, so going on, what knowledge base did you come to this issue with? Like, did you, because you mentioned earlier that you said you weren't really, like, entirely aware of fracking. Like, you didn't have as much, because you were more in, like, Mexico.
Well, so my research background is in mining. So I did resource extraction in Mexico. That was my focus. I was really interested in aggregate mining, and mm-hmm. so aggregates that are used for concrete and mixed with cement to make concrete. So aggregates is a huge, huge mining industry with really large scale land use and land cover change aspects to it. So I had experience doing research on extractive industries and how you could trace those, a particular type of extraction, back to these, the urban expansion and urban change and urban development. So that's what I was really interested in. So it was like the urban form and urban change, the labor component, but then also the extraction in these rural areas and how all those things were linked together. So it wasn't far out of my wheelhouse to step in and say, like, well, this is also a form of extraction. And what's really interesting is, like aggregate mining, it's occurring on sort of the fringe of the urban area, but it's totally different. And like how you would regulate aggregate mining is totally different from how oil and gas extraction are regulated. So it just really piqued my interest. And it gave me an additional topic to kind of look at. I kind of exhausted my... I wrote an article in 2013 on the cement industry in Mexico, mm-hmm. and cement consumption internationally, and used Mexico as a case study. So that was kind of my last foray into working with concrete aggregates and cement and stuff. And so then the stuff around here really just, to me it was fascinating because I just did not see geographers looking at it. I did not see a lot of social scientists looking at it. And so it just seemed like heck, there's it's a good topic to look at, and there's a lot to be learned, and mm-hmm. you know, it's kind of a new novel area to think about urban drilling in that context.